ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेष्वदयेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। एते चमसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। निगमकल्पतरोर्गरं फलं सुखमुखतं हृतदिवसम्मुदं विविधभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरौरासिकभुवि भावुकः। नाम सङ्केतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 9th कैंटो 21st chapter, text number 22 till 25. So the first three verses have no purport, so I will read them first and then together we'll read text number 25. Text number 22.
Ajamirat brihadishostasya putra brihadtanu brihadkayastatasya putro asi jayadrataha.
From Ajamira came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadhanu. From Brihadhanu a son named Brihadkaya. And from Brihadkaya a son named Jayadrata.
Tatsuto visharastasya sinaji samajayata रुजि श्रास्वो त्रिधानो कास्यो वत्सश्च तत्सुदः।
The son of Jayadrata was Vishal, and his son was Senajit. The sons of Senajit were Ruchi Shrava, Tridhanu, Kasya and Vatsa. Text number 24.
Ruji Shashva Sutta Para Brihutsenastatatmajah parasya tanayoru nipastasya putra satam tvabhut.
The son of Ruchi Rashva was Para, and the sons of Para were Brihut, Prithusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. Now we'll chant together text number 25.
Sakrit yam sukha kanyayam pramadatam ajijanat yogi sa gavibharyayam vishvakshenam adhatsutam sa king Nipa. Kritvyam,
in his wife Kritvi,
Shuka Kanyayam,
who was the daughter of Shuka,
Brahmadattam,
a son named Brahmadatta,
Ajijanat,
begat,
yogi,
a mystic yogi,
sa,
that Brahmadatta,
Gavi,
by the name Gau or Saraswati, Bharyayam,
in the womb of his wife,
Vishvakshena,
Adhat,
begot,
Sutam,
a son. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. King Nipa, we got a son named Brahmadatta to the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. And Brahmadatta was a great yogi. We got a son named Vishwakshena through the womb of his wife Saraswati. Purport. The Shuka mentioned here is different from the Shukadev Goswami who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, is described in great detail in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. There it is said that Vyasadev maintained the daughter of Jabali as his wife, and that after they performed penances together for many years, he placed a seed in a womb. The child remained in the womb of his mother for 12 years. And when the father asked the son to come out, the son replied that he would not come out unless he were completely liberated from the influence of Maya. Vyasadeva then assured the child that he would not be influenced by Maya. But the child did not believe his father, for the father was still attached to his wife and children. Vyasadeva then went to Dwarka and informed the Personality of Godhead about his problem. And the Personality of Godhead, at Vyasadeva's request, went to Vyasadeva's cottage, where he assured the child in a womb that he would not be influenced by Maya. Thus assured, the child came out, but he immediately went away as a Paribrajak Acharya. When the father, very much aggrieved, began to follow his saintly boy, Shukadeva Goswami, the boy created a duplicate Shukadev, who later entered family life. Therefore, the Shuka Kanya, or daughter of Shukadev, mentioned in this verse, is the daughter of the duplicate or imitation Shukadev. The original Shukadev was a lifelong brahmachari. Omagyana timirandasya gyanan janasalagaya chakshodan meditam yanam dasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupakatamayam dadati sapadantikam bandeham sri guru sri yuta padakamalan sri gurun vaishnavamscha Sirupam sagarjatam sahagana raganatan vitantam sajivam sadvetam saradutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri vishagan vidamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandho jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prisavano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sakrityam Sukakanyayam Brahmadatam Majijanat Yogi Sagavivaryayam Vishwakshenam Adhat Sutam King Nipa, we got a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. And Brahmadatta was a great yogi, but got a son named Vishvakshena through the womb of his wife Saraswati. So Nipa had 100 sons. And here he's explaining, first of all, about he had a daughter also from his one wife Kritvi, and this Kritvi was the daughter of Shuka. And Srila Prabhupada in a purport is speaking about Shuka and is making a clear distinction between this daughter of Shuka, or the Shuka who was, as mentioned in the end, a duplicate or imitation of Shukadev Goswami. For ordinary persons, it is very difficult to understand this subject matter. Actually, most of the ordinary persons, especially in the Western world, or even here in Bharatvarsha, they do not have full faith in the Vedic literatures. They have Laukik Shraddha. So they have some faith in God, or even they, in the many gods in Bharatvarsha in India. And they will say, everyone is the same. You worship Krishna, you worship Ram, you worship Durga, they're all the same. They're all one. So they have so many misconceptions. They don't have complete knowledge. They have some knowledge, but not complete knowledge. In order to get complete knowledge, we have to approach the representative of the Lord, the pure devotee of the Lord. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tatvidhi paripatena praprasnana sevaya upadekshanti de jnanam jnaninastattva darshanaha. In a humble way, one should approach the spiritual master, ready to do some seva, seva bhav, and then one should inquire about the Absolute Truth. Then the spiritual master, who is tattva darshanaha, who has darshan of the Absolute Truth, who is directly seeing the Supreme Lord, who is then empowered by the Supreme Lord, he will give transcendental knowledge. He will help the conditioned soul to understand this transcendental subject matter. And being under the guidance of the spiritual master, then we can understand that whatever is mentioned here in the Srimad Bhagavatam and then in the purports by Srila Prabhupada, that is the absolute truth. And just like here in this verse, actually most of these verses, they're just like sutras. Sutra means is something which is I said in a few words, but there's so much behind that. And even, for example, in the first canto, Sisi Gonitai, Sisi Krishnavaram, Sisi Radha Sham Sundar, there's one verse which is known as Parishubhasha Sutra. Ete Chamsa Kalapumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam Indriyari Vyakalam Lokam Ridyante Yuge Yuge. So the Supreme Lord is coming in every yuga to protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, as Krishna himself is explaining Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya saranam vinasha chaduskritam dharma samsanapatranaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And he's establishing dharma, religion, all the incarnations. When they come out of their own will to help the devotees, protect the devotees, and they give the injunctions how to make advancement in spiritual life. They give instructions how to make advancement in spiritual life. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada so has made this point here about Sukadeva Goswami, the original Sukadeva Goswami. So by approaching, by hearing from the pure devotee like Prabhupada, then we can, and by performing devotional service, that is an important point. We have to engage in devotional service. First, Shravanam, hearing has to be there. But then we have to apply the knowledge in daily life. One has to execute devotional service under the guidance of the Spiritual Master. And that knowledge becomes vigyan, realized. Then one can realize. First, we hear God is there. We are not His body, we are spirit soul. But that is not sufficient. But we have to engage in devotional service and then we can get realization. Even in this. So therefore also the Acharyas have repeated the words of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami. Or the Guru Padashray. First we take shelter with the Spiritual Master. And then we take initiation, we perform devotional service. We follow also the words of the previous Acharyas. So but at the beginning, so the faith, even for the devotees who are first coming, the faith is komal shraddha. It is not very strong. It can be disturbed easily. Little difficulty and then devotees lose faith sometimes. Just like one time in Gujarat. So Gujarat is a very pious place. And most of the people there, they will believe in Krishna. And they worship Krishna, mostly also in Vatsalya Bhav. Krishna as Gopal in Vatsalya Bhav, just like Mother Yashoda, taking care of Krishna. And then there was an earthquake, and so many people died there, and many, they lost faith. How come that we are worshipping Krishna, but still this is happening to us, and our family members, they have died. So much loss has been there. But those who are in the association of the pure devotees and engage in devotional service, they will get paramatik shraddha. They will get transcendental faith. Drir vishwas, strong faith, which can never be disturbed. And then in the association of the spiritual master, the advanced devotees, they can execute devotional service properly. And then they can become free from all anatta's unwanted things and they become completely fixed. And then it is more easy to understand that whatever is mentioned here is the absolute truth. So as explained, so in these verses, many of these verses, so the one of the main verses, Etecham Sakalapum Sam Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Always you should remember that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Throughout the Bhagavatam, many incarnations are listed, and throughout the Vedic literatures, even the 18 Puranas are there. Sometimes, even other personalities are described as Bhagavan, just like Bhagavan Shiv, Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Indra, even in the Bhagavatam actually. Bhagavan Indra is explained, Bhagavan Shiv, Bhagavan Narad, Brihaspati, they also addressed as Bhagavan, great personality, Supreme Lord. So, but there's only one Swayam Bhagavan, that is Krishna, and specifically that is Yashoda Nandan, Nandanandan Gopinath, who is the source of all. Who is residing in Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual realm, performing his wonderful pastimes with his associates. The gopis, Nanda Baba, Madhya Shoda, Sudam, Sridam, Madhu Mangal, and the other friends of Krishna, the servants. And there's a loving, intimate relationship there. And they're not even aware that Krishna is God, due to the yoga maya, the internal energy of the Lord. But Krishna's will. And in this way Krishna is, although Krishna is aptakam, atmaram, is fully self-satisfied. At the same time, so the Supreme Lord is the source of everything and He likes to perform wonderful pastimes with His associates. And the most loving relationship is with the Brijbasis. And especially then with the gopis. As Mahaprabhu has explained, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanyasta Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachitu Basada Braja Badvarigariya Kalpitaha. So, Aradhya Bhagavan, the worshipable Lord for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is Brajesh Tanaya, the son of Brajesh Nanda Baba, that is Yashoda Nandan Gopinath, is a gop, the best of all the gopas, Gopala Churamani, the crest jewel amongst all the gopas. But at the same time, is Swayam Bhagavan, the source of everything. And so his most beloved are the gopis. And they are most expert in satisfying the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, who is completely self-satisfied. But at the same time, is a loving exchange that is increasing his transcendental pleasure by his own will. So, and here, so the talk here in the purport is about Shukadeva Goswami, the original Shuka, who was a lifelong brahmachari in this world. But in the spiritual realm, he's not a brahmachari. Shriya Shuka, there is a parrot of Srimati Radharani. So everyone in the spiritual realm is completely perfect, Satchidananda Swarup. And so they're the parrots, they are serving the divine couple, and there are many parrots. So Shuka mainly, Shuka is addressing of the parrot, the male parrot. The female parrot is addressed as Sari. And they all have their names. So as mentioned, so by the Acharyas, so they all have their parrots, their pet parrots. Like Krishna is a pet parrot, his name is Daksha. He's very expert at glorifying Krishna. So here the parrots, they may talk a little bit, but in the spiritual realm they can very nicely talk so much about Krishna's pastimes, or other Krishna's pastimes. And the female parrots, they glorify also Srimati Radharani and the divine couple. And they all have their names also. One of them is Shobha, one is Manjubhashini, speaking very sweetly. So that original Shukadeva Goswami is a parrot in Golok Vrindavan, very dear to Srimati Radharani, of course very dear to Krishna also. And she is Radharani, so she is feeding herself the parrots. Sometimes she has some pomegranates in her hand, and then the parrot will eat the coconut. And one time the parrot flew to Krishna, and then Krishna kept the parrot. And then the gopis, they went to Krishna, and Krishna said, "No, this is my parrot." And then they had to complain to Sri Yashoda Devi that Krishna took our parrot. And then Yashoda, of course, told Krishna to give back the parrot to the gopis. So many wonderful pastimes are there in the spiritual world realm. So, but Krishna, so these pastimes, they are continuously going on, and eternally, Nitya Lila. But sometimes, by Krishna's will, the material world is manifested. Not always, only sometimes. And when the material world is manifested, then unlimited, from the body of Mahavishnu, unlimited universes are emanating from his body. And in each universe, there's an expanded form of Mahavishnu. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is manifested. And then from his lotus navel, lotus flower is emanating, and on top of the lotus flower that becomes Lord Brahma's abode, Satyaloka, the highest abode in this material world. And in the stem of the lotus, so the 14 planetary systems are situated. So in each universe there's one Lord Brahma. So we are in the smallest. So sometimes we think we are big devotees, or even material world. Leader is thinking, president of a state, many times thinking he's the biggest man. But we are totally insignificant, especially in the age of Kali. We only have one head. But Brahma has four heads. But Lord Brahma is the smallest. Other Brahmas, they have hundreds of heads, thousands of heads. So then in each universe, Krishna is performing his pastime. He's going from one universe to the other universe, and his associates are following. And they're coming from the spiritual world. But that, it doesn't mean that they're not there. Krishna is always in Golok, performing his pastimes with his eternal associates. At the same time, he's appearing here and his associates. So Shukadeva also, Shuka the parrot, who is always there in Golok. But he's coming here in this world as Shukadev Goswami. So he's a Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. He was never conditioned. He's not conditioned. He will never be conditioned. Nitya Siddha. So whereas the others who have been conditioned since time immemorial, they are known as Nitya Bhada. So he's requested by the Supreme Lord to give this transcendental knowledge. Specifically here, of course, he was chosen to instruct Parikshit Maharaj, as he was cursed to die within 7 days. So the whole Bhagavatam is basically about that, and the conversation, Vyasadeva speaking, of course, in between, that so many pastimes are related, of so many incarnations, practically is unlimited. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses, that is just in brief, something is given of the unlimited pastimes of the Supreme Lord and His unlimited expansions. So that Shukadeva Goswami is an eternal associate. So he has come in this world and is explained here by Prabhupada, and it is explained in the second canto, the first canto, second chapter. Vyasadeva is relating how Shukadeva, Suta Goswami is speaking to the sages in Naimisharanya. So Shukadeva Goswami is then offering respect to Shukadeva Goswami. Yam pravajantam apetam apeta kritva dvaipana viraha ajuhava putreti tanmayata taravo abidedus tam sarvabhutam hridim munim anatosvi. So that is offering obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter in the heart of all the human beings, provided they take shelter of him. So therefore, traditionally, those who are reciting the Bhagavatam, so they will recite this verse. Even many times they have a shuka, a parrot. So the Bhagavatam reciters, of course, Prabhupada, he was explaining that we should listen from the professional reciters. So they are, who have some material motives, who are interested in gaining something from that. So we should not hear from them. But it's a process, as mentioned in the scriptures, of reciting the Bhagavatam. It is mentioned, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that daily we should recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, as Prabhupada introduced, and that every day we should read one shloka. If there is no purport, we read two or three shlokas as here, and then we discuss about that. But it is mentioned also that we can read the Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss the Bhagavatam in 2 months, or you can do it in 1 month, or even you can do it in 1 week, Bhagavat Saptaha. It is mentioned there. So that is bona fide, and therefore some great personalities. So, and we should not think that all those who are speaking Bhagavad Katha, they are materialistic. Maybe the majority, but there are some pure souls who are following the Vedic literatures who are doing that. And Shukadeva Goswami was the first who did Bhagavad Saptaha. 1 week he was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. So he's the first person who spoke. But then others, so many, they also did. And even then, yesterday we were observing, of course, Rath Yatra and disappearance of great personalities, but also the appearance of His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, who is, I think, the first person who introduced the Bhagavad Saptaha in ISKCON, and in a very pure way, reciting the Bhagavatam, and usually he was picking out some parts of the Bhagavatam, and then for 1 week, morning and evening, discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the devotees, and practically going throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam and discussing all the important, most important points of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So for the benefit of the disciples, for the benefit of the common man also. So that is a process. But it has to be done in a pure way. Sukadeva Goswami was brahmachari, and as mentioned in this verse by Sudha Goswami offering respect to Sukadeva Goswami, that he left home. Yam pravachantam apetam peta krityam. And as Prabhupada is explaining here, so he was 12 years in the womb of his mother. Another thing which is for the materialistic person, they will see, how this is possible? We don't believe. This is just some story. No, but it was possible. It was a fact. So for 12 years he was in a womb. But he was pure. Already in the womb. So he had this transcendental knowledge. And he didn't want to be covered by Maya. So therefore he didn't want to come out of the womb. So a great dilemma for the mother for 12 years, a big belly. So as we know, the mothers, they know, even 9 months it is uncomfortable to have the child for 9 months and then waiting for the day when the child is coming out. And then so much pain is there. But he was there for 12 years. So very difficult for the mother. And of course then she must have complained to her husband, and Vyasadeva, he was bewildered what to do. So he could understand that this is a special soul, and so he requested him to come out. And even he was reciting, of course on a daily basis he was reciting verses. He was as we know, such an exalted personality, Vyasadeva. But he was not successful. He didn't have full faith in him, the son and the father, although he is so qualified, Vyasadeva. Even it is mentioned, one verse is there, I think it was Lord Shiva is mentioned that he knows the purpose of the Bhagavatam, and Chuka knows, but Vyas Veti Navetiva, he may know, he may not know. Of course, he's an incarnation of the personality of God, that highly advanced, divided the one Veda in four, gave the Vedanta Sutra, spoke the Bhagavatam. But still, I mean, there are some very confidential things, especially in regards to Braj Bhakti and the love of the gopis. Maybe in that realm, he was not knowing everything. Whereas Sukadeva Goswami, he knew. Because he's there in Krishna Leela. He's there and he's seeing when they are there in the morning time, Nishanta Leela. At 3:40 we wake up the deities. Prabhupada was knowing everything also. 3:40 we wake up the deities. Why? Because 3:36 is the beginning of Nishanta Leela, the end of the night. Radha Krishna there in Nikunja Leela. It's time to get up. Before sunrise they have to get up. Now summertime is very early, 5:20 sunrise. So, but they were doing Ras Leela, Nikunja Leela, so they are transcendentally tired. And Krishna is embracing Radharani, Radha embracing Krishna. They don't want to leave each other. The highest love is there. But they have to get up. So Vrinda Devi, she's telling the parrots, again they're coming, please wake up the divine couple. They're trying. But Radharani, she doesn't want to get up, and she tells the parrot, be quiet. Chup raho. Be quiet, we're not getting up now. And then Vrinda Devi is calling one female monkey, so a little older. So they eternally, like Nanda Baba is eternally a little older, so there's one monkey, female monkey known as Kakati. She's a little older, so she calls Kakati. Krishna also has monkeys when he's stealing the butter. One of them, his name is Daddy Loba. He's greedy for daddy, for yogurt. So she calls Kakati, come here, you have to wake up the divine couple. She's scratching her hair, Kakati, how to wake them up? Then she has an idea. So the so-called mother-in-law and sister-in-law, Jatila and Kutila, they're always watching that Radharani is not meeting Krishna. But they also have love for Krishna. Everyone has love for Krishna in Braj. But still at the same time, by Yoga Maya, there's transcendental competition there. And so then she is telling the divine couple, Jatila and Kutila are coming. When they hear that, then immediately they get up, take their cloth and they go home. So this Sukadeva Goswami is a parrot from there, and so he's been asked by Krishna to come here. And so therefore there was no need for him to have any ceremonies. Anupetya-beta-krityam. So that means the second thread, the Upanayan samskar, or the different samskar which have to be performed. Garbhadhan samskar first is there when the husband and wife come together. After they are married, we be our samskar. In order to have a child, it is not by chance, any time, to engage in sex life. No, it has to be controlled. Usually even it was with the permission of the parents and the spiritual master. And then they were choosing a day. And especially night time, they has to see that the time is auspicious. And the environment has to be, of course, everything is auspicious. And then after, when the woman is pregnant, so then different samskars are there. And when the child is coming out, so that is these are known as purificatory rites. And giving some impressions in the consciousness of the child, and of course the parents also, they get purified. And but for Sukadeva Goswami there was no need, he's eternally liberated. But still usually even the Supreme Lords or the pure devotees, they come in this world and the samskaras are performed for them in order to teach the common man that it should be done. But he didn't wait, he didn't want to wait for this different samskar. Namkaran samskar and then Anaprasanna samskar, first giving the first grains, or Upanayan samskar, getting the thread, the Brahman thread. No, nothing. He just left. And he knew he had to go to instruct Parikshit Maharaj. So he was going towards that place where he was there, Parikshit Maharaj. And immediately his youthful body was there, but completely pure, and he was not even dressed. So as explained, so by Prabhupada also here, that so Vyasadev, so he was going behind the child. Ha putra, ha putra, he was calling, wanted him to come back, because it is natural, the parents, when the child is born, they want to take care. And then there's a loving exchange, loving from the parent side, and there's pleasure there when the child is small, so cute, and is. Then of course in the beginning for the mother is a little difficult, but as the child becomes 1-2 years old, very cute. So they want to then relish that parental affection. So some pleasure is there. So therefore he wanted him to come back. And Sukadeva Goswami, the great liberated person, he was very merciful to his father also. So he created this shuka. Prabhupada is explaining duplicate or imitation shuka. And that shuka, so he went home, he stayed at home, and he grew up and he got married. And then, as explained here, that he had a daughter, her name was Kriti. And that daughter was then, of course, also married. Later on, was married here to, as explained here, to Nipa, the king with 100 sons. So then even the descendants are there of that shuka. So it's also so expanded from, so just like the Lord can expand, so the pure devotees can also expand. Just like Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a gopi, Naradiya gopi in the spiritual realm, always. But he comes here in this material world. And even, so the different manifestations are there. It is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. That is a commentary on the Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. So he gave a commentary there. And he's explaining, as Rupa Goswami is explaining, that the Kanishta Madhyam Uttamadikari are there. And then so Vishwanath, just for our understanding, is giving a little more elaboration. There's not that one day you are Kanishta, next day you are Madhyam, and next day you are Uttam. You have gradually have to rise from one place, from one platform to higher, to higher, to higher. So there, so we understand that three kinds of Kanishtha, three kinds of Madhyam, three kinds of Uttam. He has explained about three types of Uttamadhikari. Muchikasai, Nidukasai, Bhagavat Siddha Deha Prapt. So the Kanishtha Madhyam, Kanishtha Uttam, the Uttamadhikari, but when he's in the beginning platform. And then this Madhyam Uttamadhikari, the Uttamadhikari on the intermediate stage. And then there's the Uttamadhikari on the highest stage. So Murchi Kasai means he's still some Kasai is there. Some slight contamination, even on the Uttama Vasta of pure devotee. Just like in the summer, so there's usually a clear sky, very clear. But sometimes you see some white cloud coming by. It is insignificant. And you don't get a relief from that. But just now it is a little cloudy, so there's some relief there. So in Kanishtha Madhyam, usually the consciousness is still cloudy. But the Uttam platform, it is all. Krishna is present and Krishna is just like the sun. But sometimes little contamination may be there. So it is explained about Narada Muni. First, of course, he is an eternal associate and then he is there as a transcendental preacher, also Parivara Rajagacharya. But then, one manifestation of him is also there. He became the son of a maidservant. So, she was not such a high class and the father had died. And she was then serving the Bhaktivedantas, those who are sannyasis who were staying doing Chaturmas. They were staying doing Chaturmas one place that was a system previously. That the sannyasis used to stay for 4 months in one place and they used to be amongst each other and they would not go out because of the rainy season and because also to purify themselves, because sometimes if you go out and you meet materialistic persons, there's a chance of some contamination there. So they stayed in one place, they were doing some tapasya, chaturmas, to follow some tapasya. Even Prabhupada gave the minimum, because in the West he started, and they were eating meat, drinking, smoking, illicit sex, so he had to tell them to stop that. So he didn't want to give too many rules and regulations, he just told them first month, so it is coming soon, after Guru Purnima, that is in 2 weeks, first month, no spinach, second month, no yogurt, third month no milk, fourth month no urad dal. So that is the minimum. But if you see from the previous acharyas, especially Sanatana Goswami has explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas, some rules to follow during Chaturmas. And even Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, he established in his institution some certain rules to follow during Chaturmas. But Prabhupada didn't feel it is necessary because, you know, it was not possible for the Western devotees to follow. So it is simplified, but of course still by following Prabhupada, by His special mercy, still we can make so much advancement and come to the highest stage if we're following strictly. So, 9 o'clock, supposed to stop. Anyhow, so we will wind up quickly. Yeah, okay, I just have to finish and then some questions may be there. So this Shukadev, so Narada Muni, I was explaining about Narada Muni. So during Chaturmas, they were serving these Bhaktivedantas and then he got the remnants of this great personalities. And then his mother left the body and then he was free and he was doing, because not only he served them and he got the remnants, but he also heard the Krishna Katha. So he knew what to do and he had darshan of the Lord. And then he became perfect. So it is mentioned at first, so he was practicing and he came to a high level, but still there were some impurities there. But then afterwards he became perfect, Bhagavad Siddha Deha Prapt. And he realized his surup. Of course, we should understand that always he's there, Narada Muni, as a gopi, but then he comes in this world, and then the expanded form is there of Narada Muni. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami is a parrot in the Golok, and is never conditioned. But then at the same time, he's coming to this world as Sukadeva Goswami, also as a liberated soul, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. But then an expanded form of himself entered the Giriha, stayed at home, got married, and he had children, and then the grandchildren. Even up to now, they are the descendants of Shuka, of that Shuka, are still here. There was one, what was his name now? I can't remember his name, but in the same, he was telling me. He's studying Bhagavatam, of course, as Shuka. All the Shukas are studying Bhagavatam. And he was also a music teacher. And he used to instruct also the devotees. He has one son and one daughter, so the dynasty is continuing of Shuka from that time. So great personalities. But the original Shuka was a lifelong brahmachari. So many things are there, and so therefore we have to hear from the devotees who have been in the association of pure devotees, who have studied the scriptures thoroughly, like Prabhupada's books and the purports, and even under Prabhupada's instruction and his blessings, like he told his disciples. Also, there's a statement, anyone who wants to know about Bhagavan, Bhaktam Bhakti, must read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So, I'm following Prabhupada's instruction, I read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is very wonderful. And what is the Brihad Bhagavatamrita? That is when the Bhagavatam was finished, Sukadeva Goswami, the great sages, left. So Uttara the mother wanted to hear what was going on, what they were talking. And she quickly approached him and asked Parikshit. And she knew also he's going to leave the body. And even actually he was not killed by the snake. He was already perfect and in trance. And he was ready to leave, but just because the curse of the Brahmana had to be also kept intact, so he was just waiting this snake, what was his name? Tataksha. Yeah. Came and then bit him, but he was not affected by that, and by his own will and by the will of the Lord he departed. So many things are there, wonderful. So Parikshit then told his mother, which is actually not mentioned in Bhagavatam. It is not mentioned here, but he must have something heard from Sukadeva, and that he told his mother, which is not mentioned here. But for our benefit, then he told his mother, and that has been revealed by Sanatana Goswami for our benefit. And there, basically, the essence is, it's in two parts. One about Narada Muni going to each devotee, to so many devotees, and saying, and because in pure devotee they are thinking they are very insignificant, and they are seeing that everyone is a pure devotee. And so he went to this one person that was in Prayag, and he saw, oh, he's nicely worshipping the Lord. And so he was saying, oh, you're the greatest devotee of the Lord. You're the recipient of the special mercy of the Lord. And he said, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. He was a householder. I'm a householder. I'm entangled in this material world. You go to South India, there's one king there, and he's doing such nice seva. Everyone in this kingdom is worshipping the Lord. And then he went there, the same thing happened. Narada Muni telling him, you're the greatest devotee. And he said, no, you should go to Lord Indra. He went to Lord Indra and so on. And ultimately, it was revealed that who are the greatest devotees. And these are the Brijabasis. And amongst them, Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Second part is about Gop Kumar, one Brijabasi. And he had a similar kind of experience going, but he got the Gopal mantra from his guru, and then he was chanting that mantra, and simply by chanting the mantra he got many realizations, but the process, of course, it takes some time. And then he was going different places, to Jagannath Puri also, and then he went to the higher planets and so on, but finally he also came to Braj. And actually His Swarup was also there, and his name is actually Swarup. His name is Swarup. In Golok, he's a friend of Krishna. And then when he was liberated, he reaches Braj, and then Krishna is there and is telling him, "Oh, I've been waiting for you since such a long time." And then he's embracing him. So in other words, just explaining that the essence of the Bhagavatam is a Braj Bhakti. And even Parikshit Maharaj, in the first part, at the end, he told his mother, "You should take shelter of the mood of the gopis of Braj," which he did also. So that is the essence. We should stop. So Prabhuji has one question.
So it seems that philosophically, logically, reasonably, many things are difficult to comprehend and understand.
Yes.
How somebody can duplicate himself in the realm of individual souls and have two different lives, or Narada needs to go because then he becomes a conditioned soul and then becomes liberated. So it seems like faith is a big principle and advancement of devotional life, because many things just don't fit
yes.
in the head, philosophically and logically.
Yes.
So are we just blind followers? Should we just dismiss the irregularities and just have the faith? How to have that strong faith?
Okay. So yes, it is very important to have strong faith in Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We must have implicit faith. Now as we go on, as here, many things we cannot understand. But we have to keep faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Whatever they are saying, that is the absolute truth. Although we cannot understand. But by practicing, then slowly but surely things are revealed, and then we can understand more and more and more and more and more and more. But to fully understand Krishna, it is not possible. And how he's creating this, how he created the spiritual world and material world. Even a pure devotee, he cannot know everything. Not possible, because Krishna is unlimited. Even Krishna sometimes is trying to figure out about his own creation. He's meditating and he's figuring out, yes, everything is clear to me. But then everything is expanding again. So that's how it is. One time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, "So, can Krishna create a hill which is so heavy that he cannot lift it?" "Yeah, of course he can do that," Prabhupada said. "He can lift a hill which is so heavy he cannot lift." Okay, he did that, but at the same time, after 1 second, he goes and lifts the hill. Like Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan ki. So we should have faith, and then slowly but surely we can realize the impossible also. Hare Krishna. Okay, we stop here. Anyone has more, because everyone has their duties. Somebody has some question, you can ask separately. Hare Krishna. Grant Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.